News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com on the restaurant, beer, and wine front, and some really good stories that he's been posting at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Hey, Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Let's start with restaurants and promotions. Some groups get together. If you're Zach Brewer, you own enough restaurants, just do your own restaurant week, right?
Yeah, that's about it. I always get a kick out of the line, Zach Brewer Restaurant Week. It's actually 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It will be starting this coming Monday here in just a few days, the 24th, and will run through Sunday, February 6th. Now, what this is pre-fix meals, three-course meals for only $36 at three different restaurants. You've got Parallax, Table 45, and L'Albatra. So all three restaurants in different neighborhoods, different pockets of Cleveland, and different culinary approaches. The neat thing is, it's not just whatever they're serving. You do get a choice between two or three options, usually, on what you want. And there's going to be some optional wine pairings as well. So a really nice deal for a midwinter break. If you get out, especially if you haven't been to one of these restaurants, this is a good way to kind of check it out and just see what it's about and get out for a midwinter meal. Sounds great.
Well, good way, too, for Zach, thinking outside the box and having the pre-fixed, if you will, and also good stuff. The Zach Brewer Restaurant Collection with his Restaurant Weeks promotions. Okay, let's go over to Market Garden Brewery. What do they have going on?
Well, this is neat. There's a couple of Burns Night dinners set.
Okay.
Market Garden and the Bottle House Brewery and Meadery are each doing a Burns Night dinner. And, you know, it's not often you can hoist a pint or a drink to the Scottish poet Robert Burns. The guy's been gone more than 220 years, but he lives every year in these dinners around the world. And Market Garden has been doing theirs for 8 years. I've been to it once. It's a lot of fun. Both places will have a lot of traditional food. You'll expect haggis. You'll get shepherd's pie, roasted root vegetables, things like that. The Bottle House is having a scotch egg, and I love saying this word, kakaliki soup. It's a chicken and leek soup. So you'll also get drinks with that. Of course, there'll be some poetry readings. There'll be a couple of bagpipes along the way, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, Burns is known as Scotland's national poet. The 25th would be his 263rd birthday. So Market Garden is having their dinner on Friday, January 21st.
Okay.
The Bottle House is having their dinner on the actual birthday, Tuesday, January 25th. Each one is $60, a lot of fun, hearty meal, fun time, and something different.
A wintertime tradition for some. Good story. Okay. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us, talking about restaurant, beer, the wine news each and every week. Tell me about the Birdfish Brewing Company. You posted a nice story about them.
This was a lot of fun. In keeping with my continued tradition over the last year to get out and try to visit every single Northeast Ohio brewery, especially the newer ones that have been open just a few years or about to open, and just to kind of figure out what's going on, I went out to Columbiana, south of Youngstown, visited Birdfish Brewing Company and a couple of the guys there, had a blast. Great beer. But the thing is, you know, Bill, a lot of breweries always say they are really sticking to local, maintaining a strong local commitment. And that is definitely true, especially in small town areas. These places are a little bit of an economic boost. And Birdfish really is walking the walk on this. They are truly staying local. They're using local ingredients. That means the malts, using a local maltster as well as local hop farms. They're giving back to the community in multiple ways through various philanthropic initiatives, and they're just doing a bang-up job. I mean, even down to the merchandise and things that they have in the brewery, everything is local, and it's great. I mean, it's just a good economic shot in the arm. It's yet another brewery doing well. They've been open. This is their seventh year. This one is really a little bit under the radar, but just doing a bang-up job in Columbiana. So hats off to the guys running Birdfish Brewing Company.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. All sorts of great stories he keeps up with on our restaurant, beer, wine front, entertainment front, if you will, all around Northeast Ohio, Greater Cleveland. Mark, good stuff as always. Thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.